There's one overwhelming, beautiful, attractive reality to which we are all destined. Jesus. We will be joined to Him physically forever. And the radiance of His body will give our bodies eternity. And so, around that reality are all these images. And one of them is the temple, the church. We need a place to go to pray. Why? Well, because we got bodies. So wherever we go, that's a place. So we have this little chapel that's to come together. Because the body of Christ is you. And you are the temple. How many times? You see, we have this one abundant, mystical, if you will, reality. Now, how do we talk about it? The body of Christ, the temple of the Lord, the people of God. There were so many. Today, because it's the anniversary of the dedication of the cathedral, the diocesan seat, we all stop and thank God for that, pray for the diocese, and think about ourselves. You see, that region, reading we had, the first one, water flowing from the side of the temple. Does that ring a bell? Yeah. You see, he jabbed the side of Jesus on the cross, and there flowed out blood and water, which are the sources of the sacramental life of the church. What I'm trying to point out is this reality is so big that it has so many dimensions that it takes time and thought to try to grasp it on the occasion of this building. But we need a building. We have to... If we didn't have this room, it'd be chilly to say Mass right now, wouldn't it? You know, we need a place. And God Himself has entered into those limitations. He became man. So now, as John tells us, this is the first Passover that Jesus goes to Jerusalem, chapter 2. And it was Passover. There were something like 180,000 people in Jerusalem at Passover. And of course, it wasn't a big city like we've got, you know. It was crowded. And the people had to come and offer. First, they had to have their Paschal lamb slaughtered there. Had to be slaughtered ritually. And so, and it had to be without blemish. You know the way those things go, right? So what happened? The priest said, we'll guarantee unblemished lambs if you buy them from us. Down at the bottom of the hill, near the Kedron Valley, there were the little farmers who came in with their sheep. They said, well, you buy those. They're cheaper, I grant you that. We have to inspect them to see if they are kosher. So everybody said, oh, it's easier to go up there and buy one from them. And La musica. And all around that, of course. Then you had to have one large animal. You sacrificed the Passover lamb. You sacrificed an ox or a cow and offered that up as a burnt offering for the Jerusalem and for the people. So they were there, as the text says, huh? Drove out the sheep and the oxen. And what happens when you do all that? What's your mind fixed on? Cash. Now, all day in Palestine, you had to deal with Roman money. Remember how our Lord says, whose image is this? Right? Well, you can't take a coin with the image of a human being into the temple. So there's special temple money. So you got to take your money, change it into temple money, so you can pay the temple tax, which is what supports the temple for the year and comes to the people all over the world who come for the Passover. So, what's bothering our Lord about all this? You make my Father's house, a marketplace. That's the problem. Nothing wrong with having lambs and offering sheep and oxen and getting your money changed. It's that's all you're thinking about. And so our Lord couldn't stand it. And he drove them all out. Now that lays down the gauntlet. They're going to kill him. Now, did this happen the first time he went or the time before his passion? Because that's where the synoptics put that. Hard to know whether this was where he declared war or this was the last thing he did. And they said, that does it. We've got to get rid of him. But it's all about my Father's house. That's you and me. And that's the church. So today people will gather at the cathedral to pray. The Father's house is the body of Christ. That's the one we have to take care of. Do we make that a marketplace? What's going on in our heads all day? What are we doing all day? Is it a place of worship? We are the temple of God. In that one chapter, 1 Cor 6, Paul says, remember? You, singular, are the temple of God. And a few verses later, you, plural, are the temple of God. You are the Father's house. And so, through all this material reality, we are meant to understand that God first chose a people. He's bound to them in their flesh and blood, that not with any other people. If you're born of a Jewish mother, you're a Jew. Bingo. Physical. Shocking, isn't it? And now, when you're baptized, you're a Christian. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that this overwhelming mystery has physical and spiritual dimension to it. And we commemorate that at a feast today in this. You see? So you had the first reading, which is the prophecy of the body of Christ on the cross, coming from the side, filling the little river there, the little Jordan, and going into the Dead Sea and making it life-giving. That's the side of Christ. But we are the body of Christ. We are the temple of Christ. So we celebrate all of that today. So many realities that are mediating one overwhelming reality that for all eternity, you, your body, will be the temple of the most blessed Trinity. The very Trinitarian life itself, the life of God itself, Himself, will be what keeps you alive physically for eternity.